there's a whole framework that we literally call The Legend. That is a framework that I created. It is, again, based on the core principles of cognitive behavioral psychology that literally shows you exactly what is holding you back, what is the core root of it, and immediately being able to shift everything around it, which means your behavior and inevitably results.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Mr. Anik Singhal. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode. And for this one, for those of you watching the video or listening to the audio, I'm standing. And I'm standing because every time I bring this one guest back, it always makes me stand during these episodes. So it's all right. I'm getting some standing time in. We got a really powerful episode today. We've got Mr. Jeremy Bellotti back. I think this is like his fourth or fifth appearance on this show. No one else in the world has received such an honor. What an absolutely amazing honor that is. No, he's back because he's epic, and I always learn so much from him. And so today's title of the episode is how he helped 39 people build a seven-figure business in less than a year. That sounds pretty interesting, doesn't it? What is it that he knows that he tells to these people that gets them to go from having struggled like crazy and for years to, bam, snapped in, seven-figure business? I bet you want to know, and we're going to tell you today on this podcast. Now, before I go any further, Jeremy is our lead transformation coach at Learn. I have witnessed this man talk to people. I don't understand what it is. It's a gift. It's a power. It's a little freaky, but I've literally watched him speak to people, and these people go off and run through brick walls within 15 minutes of that. I'm not even kidding. Massive success in health, in wealth, in relationships across the board. I want you to pay attention very closely to today's episode. I've gotten a sneak peek at it, and it's really powerful stuff. The other thing I want you to know is that he's in the process right now of launching an amazing community, an amazing mastermind, an amazing group, a network that's going to support each other, and it's called Legends, and you're going to hear more about it. And there's some amazing training from him up right now at learnworkshop.com/legends, okay? Plural. learnworkshop.com/legends. You can check it out in the show notes or right below if you're watching on YouTube. And more coming up on that in this episode. But before we start, learn.com, LURN.com. If you are not a member yet, I'm going to have to find you, knock down your door, and make you sign up, because it's absolutely free, and we're creating a revolution of entrepreneurs. We're gonna put 10 million people in this place. We're gonna work together. We're gonna literally take over the world, change the world together. So you can either stand by and watch us go right by you, or join us. Don't make me show up at your doorstep. So go to LURN.com and join us. It's epic. It's tons of amazing training in there. New features coming out back to back this year. All the promos are out of the way now. All right, so let's get to the meat. Mr. Jeremy Bellotti, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, man. It's like I said, it's the greatest honor that could really be bestowed upon you. It's like being knighted to be back on Fighting Entrepreneur so many times. No, but you deserve it. I mean, of all people, you are a fighting entrepreneur. I don't want to take away from your story, but from living in a car to now coaching seven-figure students. I mean, there's something amazing within a few years. Yeah. And I mean what I say. I've witnessed you do this. I'll tell everyone a story. I can introduce Jeremy. Jeremy is like one of my closest friends. He's like a brother. I've met his family. I mean, you know, so I can introduce him, and I'm going to introduce you personally rather than spewing out all your credentials. Yeah. We were at an airport. We were at Reagan National Airport. I don't know where we were going, but we were going somewhere. So it's just him and I, packed, crazy sardine cans. All right. And this guy's on the phone. I'm getting all worked up. I don't deal well with like large crowds. I'm trying to order food. I'm trying to see if he wants some food. He's on a call. He's on his Bluetooth, super engaged, drifting off into God knows where parts of the airport.
We had that huge line. Remember that
huge line?
Like, yeah. Down the entire hallway?
Flights were canceled. It was madness. It was craziness, right? And I'm just trying to get his attention, and he keeps telling me he's on a call. Now I'm like, dude, I'm Anik. Like, get off the phone. Talk to me. I'm demanding attention right now. Like, you know who you're talking to. And he finally tells me who he's talking to. And I was like, okay, never mind. It was actually someone who's on, at that time, on our enrollment team, someone that was part of our sales team. And this guy was having a drought. He really was. So when he told me he's talking to him, I was like, please do something with that guy. He's not sold a thing in like a week. And so he's talking to him. I went off, found food, did my own thing. I come back. It was like an hour long conversation. Yeah. Now plane's boarding. He gets off the phone, and looking at him like, okay, so you're like, watch, he's fine. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you see, You see what he does in the next couple hours. He has some calls. You see. I'm like, what could you have possibly said to the man in an hour that you feel like his whole life will have evolved, right? I mean, that's me being honest, man. Yeah. That's what I didn't tell you at that time, but I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, man, this guy's a little arrogant. Like, what the heck? So we get on a flight, 3 hours, we land.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we were going to see Grant Cardone, I think, actually.
Yeah, we were going down to
we
Miami.
We were in Miami, so we had a 3 hour flight. And we land, and our cell phones turn on. Ba-ding, ba-ding. This guy had closed, the one you spoke to, had closed two full pay deals, $30,000 in revenue in a span of 3 hours when he hadn't sold a single thing in a week.
Yeah.
And of course, at that moment, I looked at Jeremy, and that's when Legends was born. That's when this whole, this interview was born. I looked at him, and I specifically looked at him and said, what did you say to him?
Yeah.
Till this day, I really don't know what he said to him, but it's amazing because you have an innate skill, and today we're going to go through it. You call it the wealth matrix. There are certain elements you take people through to get this massive turnaround. I can tell you I would never be where I am in my life today if I didn't have that coach, if I didn't have someone behind me. You look at when recently the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, you know, who gets the bucket of Gatorade thrown on them?
Yeah, it's the coach.
It's the coach. You know, who gets the first interview? Who gets the credits? The coach. You can't do anything in life without a coach. You want to learn how to, you know, play football, you get a coach. You want to learn karate, you get a coach. You want to go to school, you have a teacher who's your coach. You get tutors. You go to the gym, you get a trainer. But for our own lives and our own businesses, we don't do it.
Yeah.
And so today, my goal really, Jeremy, with this episode is I want to change people's minds around that, because I've seen the massive impact having a coach has had in my life, multiple coaches. And so we're going to talk about this. But before we move forward and before I can let you talk, right hand up, sir.
All right, let's do it.
All right, right hand up. The tradition here at the Fighting Entrepreneur, I, Jeremy Bilotti.
I, Jeremy Bilotti.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my legendary secrets.
Right. Sweet. Here, right now.
Yeah, there we go. Not all of them, because we want them to join Legends also.
Okay, so,
like,
all right.
Like 92%.
Here's the thing. They're going to find out very quickly. There's really only one speed that I go when it comes to sharing this stuff.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's all out. This is stuff that I'm very passionate about, that I've lived personally. And so we're going to make sure you have everything you need to be able to, you know, take the next step, which is putting into action in your life.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So before we get into the rounds and before we even talk about the wealth matrix, I think it's really important for people to understand that you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
No.
And most people know with me, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I was born with a really nice spoon. My parents took good care of me. I didn't have, you know, I didn't ever worry about food on the table, never worried about a roof over my head. Life was good. I didn't have anything to complain about. But I still worked really hard. But with you, there was a point in time where food was not on the table.
Yeah.
And for you to have achieved what you have achieved, my friend, I mean, I really respect that. So I want everyone to understand that, so that when you get into training and teaching and coaching their mind right now here on this podcast, they understand where it's coming from and what it's done for you. So tell us a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur and your journey from where you started, where you've come. Talk. Yeah.
So I think that's really important. I appreciate that, because I know when I was in that position, I didn't want more information. I didn't want more motivation. I wanted to really hear from somebody that has been there, done that. And I think it's important to give you the respect, those of you listening, those of you watching, that you're not just hearing something that was read in a book somewhere. You're hearing something that was really lived every day for quite some time. I lived in the car for, it was close to a year.
Wow.
And you say food was not on the table. It was literally in my lap, trying to figure out the next meal. At the time, I was college educated, so I you know, I did a TED talk about this in terms of what my journey was, and the TED talk was hopeless to limitless. So from hopeless to limitless, and I said that very specifically because I've never claimed to have ever been homeless. I am very fortunate that I was never destitute. Those were decisions that I made to put myself in that position. I was college educated. However, I did not come from an entrepreneurial background. I didn't know any other idea or path than be able to earn money in my lifetime would have been to trade my life for it.
So, okay, so let's step back real quick. You're living out of a car.
Yeah.
All right, you're college educated, college degree.
Yes.
So I got to ask you, because the common understanding, I mean, today people understand more and more college degrees aren't everything, but this is how many years ago? 10 years ago?
This was a little over 10 years ago.
Ten years ago. So you got a college degree 10 years ago. You should have been able to get a job. Mm. You know, why? How'd you end up in a car? Like, I don't get that.
So ended up in a car because I had no direction. no clear purpose. And the problem is there was that cognitive dissonance of knowing that there was more in this world in this lifetime to be able to offer. I knew I wanted more. I did not resonate with getting a job, to be honest with you. And so I didn't know anything else, though.
So you actively chose to live out of your car versus even just sacrifice or compromise and get a job that you didn't want.
So I don't know if it was necessarily a choice, because at the time I had just been laid off.
So you did have a job and you got laid off.
It was small retail. It was doing like, you know, I think retail sales or something.
Okay.
And so I was laid off, and I was laid off the same month that I also no longer had an apartment.
Huh.
And so I was laid off at that same point, and I did not want to go get another job. I had no clue as to what I wanted to do. And
what about friends, family? I mean, shack up with someone?
I had more than enough family support, but they didn't know. And I was too ashamed to let them know. I'm college educated, right?
They don't live nearby.
They did not live nearby. Okay, they didn't live in the state. At the time, every one of my closest family was not even in the nearest state to me.
So I've read your story before. I mean, you took showers and, you know.
So it's, yes.
I mean, it got
the lowest point. I had everything I owned in storage. And I actually slept in that storage unit and then took showers in local gas station restrooms.
Wow.
So it was a tough time, man.
So you're lost, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of people listening right now might resonate with the feeling of lost.
Yeah.
Most people listening right now, I can bet, are not feeling fulfilled. They don't feel like what they're doing in their lives today is what they're supposed to be doing or what they want to be doing.
Yeah.
And that is true for a lot of people. So if you're listening, you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way. But, you know, you really felt it to the degree that you were living out of a car and you know, all the other stuff that you mentioned.
Yep.
You're in this, people get into this spot. It's really difficult to then get out of it, and not just get out of it, but then to thrive from it.
Yep.
I mean, it's a spiral usually. And you seem to, at some point, you were in your car for a year. So obviously there was some spiral going on there because you weren't getting out of it.
Yeah.
What was a series of events that, so what happened after? Let's skip forward to the end of the 1 year. What happened?
So it really got to a point where it was just time to make a decision. I at that point knew I was either going to die in this car, or inevitably at some point the car would then be gone. And now I'm definitely in a place where this is not sustainable. I remember one phone call that I had, I'll never forget it. It was in a parking lot that I would park in and sleep at right outside of the place where I had my storage unit. And it was a conversation with my brother, Joshua, who you've met. And I'll never forget the conversation because it was the first time he found out that I was living out of a car. And I'll never forget the moment because he was like, okay, this is not cool. Like, you've got to change something. This is not cool. Like, figure something out. Like, what can I do? He was not in the state at the time. And I'll never forget the moment that I ended up justifying it. I started kind of sharing with him, listen, no, I got this under control. Like, I'm saving money and I can work this out. I can figure it out. Right. And I'm like justifying.
Eek.
Oh my God, dude, it was scary. Like after the phone call, it was really terrifying because I'm like, I'm justifying this. Where am I going to be in a year from now?
Yeah.
If I justify this, right. If I'm okay with that. So, that was the moment that really started triggering a difference, you know, okay, something needs to change. And that's when, you know, some things unfolded in my life that were not very, you know, that I'm not too proud of, which inevitably meant that I needed to drive up, actually drove up I-75 from Florida to Tennessee.
What'd you do?
This was, oh man.
Give us a general, you don't have to get into, if it's too dark and too deep, but
so,
I mean, did you like do drugs and stuff?
No, God, no, it wasn't anything like that.
You got a baby mama out there somewhere?
Basically, let's put it this way. Very simple. I flooded the condo of a friend and wrecked their car and did all this. Yeah.
But okay.
So
all right, that's
pretty
bad.
We'll go into that. We'll go into that.
Wow.
Time.
Hey, Jeremy, here's a house for you. And then he floods it and wrecks their car.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So it was a combination of multiple really bad, tough decisions. And just young and stupid and in a place that was not very conducive to me bringing people around me that wanted to help.
Okay.
And so it got to a point where I literally, you know, head tucked between my legs, driving up I-75 back to back home to Tennessee. And that was at the point when I let my parents know, this is what's been happening. This is what I've been doing the last year.
So you reached out for help.
It was the only option left.
That's good.
You know,
I'm glad you did.
Yeah,
I'm glad you did. And everyone listening, I mean, I just God, in so many different ways, I have felt that feeling, right? Like, I can only imagine how you felt once the house was flooded and the car was wrecked and you're at your lowest lows already. Yeah. And then that happens. And it's such a painful feeling. I have talked about my story, right? Where I talk about, like, when I had to literally ask my dad to remortgage his whole home that he had spent his entire life paying off. Yeah. The worst part was I didn't ask. Worst part was that was never part of my plan. The man knew, he saw and put a checkbook in front of me and wouldn't let me get up without doing it. Yeah. And now I knew that I had taken down other people with me. And, like, it's a painful place, but I feel like people listening right now can relate to that. Yeah. How many people are at a place right now where they have kids, they have family, and they feel like if they don't step it up, how many people are they going to let down? Yeah. And what is their future going to look like?
And, man, you really bring up some interesting memories for me, because I remember it was probably a couple of days before I ended up leaving. A friend of mine had asked me to go with a friend, because they knew I was, like, in a really, really difficult spot. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, yeah, why don't you come out? We'll go out. And they were avid hunters. So they said, why don't you go out hunting with me, mm-hmm. And a friend? And I said, okay, I've never been hunting before. Let's see what this is like. And so we went out to this place in Florida where there's, like, this massive open field, and we're, you know, in the middle of the day hunting, and I am in the position where I'm invited to go up to, like, this perch, right, to kind of look down on everything. Well, I'm given a massive shotgun to do this, and now I am in a position where I'm sitting on a perch, looking down, and I have this shotgun in front of me. Right, like, this is you're bringing this up for me, man. This is a moment that was really
difficult. You got me tuned in right now. Yeah,
seriously.
Keep going.
So I'm sitting in this perch, and I now have this, like, double gauge shotgun, and I find myself looking at, like, down the barrel, and this is when I really get terrified. Here's why: I'm terrified of heights. Mm-hmm. And here's one of the reasons why I'm terrified of heights, is because whenever I am in a high place, I always can, like, look over, and I can almost feel myself, like, falling down.
Yeah.
And that scares the heck out of me, because I'm like, where does like mind meet, like, action? And, like, at what point do I, like, you know, psychologically literally take action on what I'm thinking and feeling right now? This is terrifying. And so it was that same moment where I was looking at, like, looking down the barrel, and it was just like, oh my, this is, like, something needs to change.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that moment. That was, again, a couple of days before I ended up leaving and going to Tennessee. And it was something on that 9-hour plus drive I thought about repeatedly. On that drive, I had everything in my car. So it was literally filled to the point where I could not see out my rearview mirror. I could not see out my passenger side mirror. It was like, it was an interesting experience, because it was, okay, there's nowhere else but forward.
Mm.
You cannot look backwards. You have no rearview mirror. You cannot look behind you. It is literally, there's only one direction. So it was a very, very powerful 9-hour drive of me in my thoughts and thinking about, okay, what is life get to look like moving forward?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. So as you tell your story, not that I want to make this about myself, but I want to draw parallels, because I want people to understand and then be able to look out for their parallel.
Yes.
So you had that moment on top of the perch. I talk about my story all the time. I had that moment tied down to a hospital bed in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Right? Where I realized I needed to pee, and I had to wait. And I ended up waiting 20 minutes. I thought I was going to pee myself. Like, no, you laugh right now, dude. But, like,
I was just gonna say,
in that position... I was so helpless that a grown man who's so financially well off and doing so well in the world, I was physically being, I was risking peeing myself because I needed help to get out of bed to get to the bathroom.
Wow.
And for me, that was like we've done something wrong in our lives. And after that, I had way more than 9 hours. I had hours and hours and hours while waiting for my parents to fly down to come be with me alone in a hospital with no one speaking my language. And then I had the flight back, and then the embarrassment of everyone knowing and wondering what's going on. And that flight back was when I pulled out a piece of paper and I said, changes to be made. I remember writing changes to be made at the top of the paper. And I took action right away.
Yeah.
Now I want everyone to know, like, Jeremy had, like, look where he was, and then he had a moment. Everyone's moment is different when you get spoken to. You know, you were staring down the barrel of a gun on a perch. Like, who would have thought that that would be the moment that you just had that awakening? And I want everyone listening to have their moment. Yeah. If you're not happy, if things aren't going the way you want them to go, I want you to be attentive to the fact that there's a moment waiting for you that you get to choose to make that moment.
And more importantly, listen to this so that it never gets to that point.
Yeah. Okay. True.
Yeah. Understand that it never had to get to that point for me. If I had the courage to reach out and to really speak, you know, what I was going through, if I knew I had people around me, I mean, that's what really is the blessing of, you know, things like Learn Nation, having people around you that you know you can connect with, that you know you're not alone.
So I love that you said that. I'm going to cut you off because I don't want to get too far ahead. Pillar number three, we talk about this because ever since that happened to me, one of my biggest missions in life has been to make sure that never happened again. Yeah. That doesn't mean I haven't had hard times. I've had really hard times. I'm on the record saying the last couple of years were really tough. You witnessed me go through it, but you've never seen me not ask for help. Because back then I didn't ask for, you know. So pillar number three, we're going to go over a few strategies that we want you to make a part of your daily life that we feel that will completely, that, you know, Jeremy has proven will completely change your life. It's a powerful story. I want to spend more time on it, but I also really want to get into the pillars. I think the part that I just wanted to highlight about your story was, first of all, if you want to get to know Jeremy more, there's so much more to this man that you need to understand. Go to learnworkshop.com, LURN workshop.com/legends, and he's written a whole letter for you. There's a 4-page letter that you can read. It's super amazing, and you'll learn a lot. And then there's going to be more videos and more things coming from him, and he's got a whole program that's like pennies on the dollar to get coached by him and his team every day to make sure that you never hit that spot and that you have everything you need. So get engaged with him. There's so much more. We can't cover it all in the beginning of this podcast. So I want to move into round number one, Jeremy, if you're cool with it.
Let's do it.
But I do want to say before I go into round number one, you know, I'm really proud of where you have come. It's really been an amazing journey. By the time we met, you had already come like miles from where the story you said. And then since we've met, I've just had the pleasure and the honor of watching you not only evolve as an entrepreneur and a leader yourself, but what you've done for the people in Learn Nation. The other thing is I found it really interesting and funny that you said you're scared of heights, because one of the only things that Jeremy's ever done that I didn't agree with was take a bunch of Learn students and go on a plane and jump out. I just thought that was ridiculous. So apparently you are no longer afraid of falling.
Well, that's the thing. I am more so, not that I'm not afraid of it, it's more so that I've developed the ability to face some of the biggest fears I've ever had. And I think that is what's at the heart of, you know, some of what you're going to learn.
Yeah, this matrix. Yeah. So to set it up, before we go into round number one, Jeremy has spent the last 9 years. He is obsessed with neuropsychology, brain psychology of just thinking patterns, human behavior, peak performance. He is obsessed with it. I've actually been to his house, and it's a little bit creepy sometimes because he's got books laid out everywhere. I mean, the guy is a mad scientist studying this stuff. And that was where a couple of years ago the idea came. I'm like, you got to get this research out to people and in people's hands. So whatever you're about to learn right now, Jeremy's calls the Wealth Matrix. It's off of 9 years of research, and I want to say about 9,700 students taught across the board, right? So this is really amazing, tested stuff. So, okay, so let's go to round number one. Round number one, we're going to talk about the Wealth Matrix, and we're going to get into pillar number one. I know, I'll give the general introduction. The Wealth Matrix has three pillars to it. You have basically figured out that these three are the beginnings. This isn't like mastery of life, but if you are not where you want to be, these three help you get to like miles ahead, like your first major breakthrough. So what is the Wealth Matrix?
So first of all, why the Wealth Matrix, I think, is really important, because we just got done talking about my story, the hardships and all of that. Where does creating wealth and inevitably earning more money, being able to make an impact, come into play? Well, here's the thing. Again, I did not grow up in an entrepreneurial family, which meant in the moment, my darkest moment, the only option I felt like was possible for me to ever live a life where I could create more freedom in my life was to go trade my time for money. That was the only option I knew of. It was either go get a job, trade your time for money, or go back to school. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to go back to school and try to figure things out. And so luckily I did that, and I actually was able to study abroad and open up this whole world to me of what's possible. But it was not until I discovered entrepreneurship and what it meant to really grow and create more value in the marketplace that I started discovering freedom in my life. And oh my gosh, there's so much more that I can offer this world in this lifetime, and I don't have a ceiling on what's possible. And that's when it started accelerating, right? The things that got me away from some of the darkest moments were things like traditional personal development, where it got me to a starting point where I knew something different was available to me. Mm-hmm. What we're going to talk about with Wealth Matrix is what I like to call personal mastery 2.0, which is going from the motivation and some of the old traditional ways of thinking to really understanding the absolute latest research on human potential and performance, mm-hmm. and using it for your benefit to be able to earn more, to be able to do more, give more, and be more. Because that, for me, was what finally started opening up, yeah. becoming a better leader, being able to make a bigger impact. So the Wealth Matrix at its core is the path to creating a freedom-based business, the path to being a better entrepreneur, a better leader, and being able to transform what I call the core triad, which is the core triad of transformation, your overall health, being able to optimize your health and vitality, your overall ability to create wealth in your life at a level and in alignment with what you want to do. That can be within a job. You talk about an escape, you know, entrepreneurship.
Heck yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
It's not about necessarily starting your own business, but it is about creating a path to freedom for you.
Yeah.
And then also developing relationships that matter and yeah. becoming a better leader so that you can consistently build relationships. So that's yeah. the Wealth Matrix in a nutshell.
Yeah, so I also, just to kind of even simplify it more, the Wealth Matrix, in my opinion, so obviously I have been involved, I've seen you creating this, I've had the honor of seeing this come to life. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's, if this was even a word, it specifies. It specifies personal development, peak performance. We're almost banning the term personal development in the company lately, right? Because it's just like, what the heck does that even mean?
Yeah.
You know, think better thoughts. Well, thanks. But I would like to more have a framework of how, of why.
Yes.
Right? I get it. I'm sure if I think better thoughts, I'll be happier. But is there science? Is there data? Is there a specific strategy? Can you coach me through it? Can you help me? Can you give me frameworks to work under? And that's what the Wealth Matrix, and that's what Legends Academy does,
yeah.
is gives people that framework,
yep.
and gives them the accountability with the consistent reinforcement of the framework, because just learning something once isn't enough. So the Wealth Matrix, there's three pillars, and what you've done is broken down the three major legs that you need to be focused on in order to create transformation, not just in wealth as an entrepreneur, but in all our areas of your life.
Yeah.
So 9 years of research to get to this. It's simplified down. If you guys want the visuals, if you want to read the letters and all of the specifics, you can, again, go to learnworkshop.com/legends, put in your email address, and the letter is there. You can save it, hold on to it, download the images, whatever you want with it. So let's go into pillar number one.
Yeah.
What is pillar number one of the Wealth Matrix?
Yeah. So pillar number one deals with the advanced psychology and brain hacks required for you to even make progress in any direction. And this is really important and is really kind of based in the core principles of cognitive behavioral psychology, neuroscience, and the ability to optimize human performance. You know, there's so much that has come out within the last decade, let alone the last, you know, couple decades, on what is really humanly possible and what the brain can really do,
mm-hmm.
in terms of optimizing your focus, being able to increase energy throughout the day, being able to cognitively be aware of and functionally and practically able to make new decisions and create new choices and be able to inevitably change your results in a very, very short amount of time. Because that's something that Anik was alluding to in terms of like the impact on students and being able to, now I'm able to pay this forward to others, now that I've experienced it in my own life, you know, a decade ago, and now developed the framework over the last 9 years in researching this, working with some of the most successful people on the planet, entrepreneurs, Olympic athletes, and really the legends of their industry. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're absolutely doing something completely and radically different than the average person.
So we all know brain's powerful.
Brain's powerful,
right?
Incredible.
And I think every year we discover how powerful, more and more powerful.
Yeah.
We all know our brain is not being treated well right now,
yeah.
whether it be physically or spiritually or mentally with all of what's going on. I can just tell if you look at the world today, I just feel like we're all falling apart.
Yeah.
The brain has a big part to do with that. So you say brain hacks.
Yep.
What do you mean brain hacks?
So literally being able to hack your mind and
okay.
understand it, understand the way you think, but also understand that most of what you have been told or taught or know about in terms of creating success in your life are mostly dead wrong.
Okay.
And
so it's the wrong software.
It's the wrong software. We're dealing with the absolute wrong software. We have a hard drive that is not able to meet the standard of what a lot of our vision is as an entrepreneur. Yeah. We have these big dreams. We have these big goals. And yet we have this cognitive dissonance where we're operating at a standard that is like, you know, we're dealing with, you know, in terms of operating systems, we're dealing with like the absolute best operating system in terms of a vision. And yet we're dealing with like Windows 7 in terms of the action we're taking and the way we're thinking on a daily basis.
Look, I'll give a really simple and silly example, I think, that puts this to light. We hear people say all the time, your upbringing, your parents, your uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters, they have such an influence on you. And we hear that and we kind of brush it off our shoulders and say, well, yeah, obviously. But it's actually a very specific result of that. And I'll give a funny side story that's, you know, but I think it will stick with people. And I think it'll help me confirm if I'm getting you right. So growing up, so I come from an Indian family, right? Mm-hmm. And in Indian families, math and science, I mean, you have to be good at math and science, and then you have to somehow become a doctor. I don't understand how that fits, but anyways, that's another podcast episode. So I'm on a mission to like change the Indian culture. Like, we have enough doctors now. Okay. My dad starts teaching me math. I start studying for the SATs in sixth grade.
Wow.
Sixth grade. I'm not going to really take the final SAT until 12th. So 6 years before, my dad's like, you will get a good score on SATs. Okay, great. So I get into tutoring. I'm like twice a week tutoring sixth grade. I'm doing like the kinds of math questions they would do. But guess what? I rarely got tutoring for. I mean, I got some, but not nearly as much. English. Math was what. And so long story short, when I finally got my score, I had a perfect on math, and I did good. Not great, not average, good. Better than average on English. Now, I for the longest time said, I'm not good at English. That's why. It makes sense. I'm not good at English. English is not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm brown. I'm Indian. Like, this English is not my thing. Yeah. But I'm born and brought up in America. I've been in America my whole life, a school system, and I'm now a copywriter. So English somewhere is a part of me. It's just how many hours went into one thing versus another. This is like if you take a football player and ask them to hold a baseball, they have 2 decades of playing football. Like, that's what they're going to play. That's what they know. So in our lives, growing up, it's not just about the things that are said to us. It's about our physical and environment. Like, we have more hours invested in thinking a certain way or doing a certain thing, and that becomes our software.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is there are three elements that I know that you talk about in.
Yep.
So three legs, pillar one, pillar two, pillar three. But within pillar one, there's three elements that allow someone to hack their brain and rewrite that software. What are those three?
So you've got things like neurosculpting, which is an idea that allows you to immediately identify limiting beliefs and things that come up in your day that you maybe never recognize. But if you were to take inventory, and we do this with students all the time, and the majority of students, once they take inventory of beliefs that no longer serve them, whether it is, I can only make as much in terms of an income, I can only make as much as the job description allows for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a belief that pretty much the majority of people on this planet believe.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you do when you look for a job is you go on Glassdoor, you go on Google and say, what's the annual salary on average for this position?
Yeah.
Well, what does that inevitable belief lead you to in terms of action? Well, inevitably you're going to feel kind of like, okay, well, I can't really do much beyond that. You feel a little bit hopeless. You want to earn more, but hey, this is what I can earn in this position. The action you take is simply going to be what most people do. That is doing exactly what is necessary to earn just that amount. Doing just enough to get paid just enough, which means the result is you only get paid at the level that that position employs, which means you are then reinforcing the initial belief. Well, how do you catch those beliefs that are limiting you over your lifetime in the moment and immediately shift them to a belief that actually serves your vision of what you want to create?
Wow.
Neurosculpting allows you to do that. It's a framework that puts you in a position where you can immediately shift. Because this is what's necessary to get results. Like, too many people, as entrepreneurs especially, are dealing with ways of thinking that are outdated, and they're dealing with residue from past paradigms and internal programming. And that's why a day turns into a month, or a month turns into a year, and all of a sudden you're looking back on like, where did that time go?
So is neurosculpting the process of discovering what those beliefs and thought processes are, or is it reshaping?
It encompasses all of it. It's being able to notice and identify it, immediately make a transition towards a new decision that does serve you, and then being able to move in the direction of a new result.
Okay.
So there's a whole framework that we literally call the legend. That is a framework that I created. It is, again, based on the core principles of cognitive behavioral psychology that literally shows you, is able to pinpoint exactly what is holding you back and what the biggest problem you're having right now, what is the core root of it, and immediately being able to shift everything around it, means your behavior and inevitably results.
All right. So I want to pace things up a little bit because we have 9 elements to get through.
Yeah. We're going to go through all of them.
Yeah. We're going to go through all of them.
Let's do it.
I want to try, but we're already like 35 minutes in. So, you know, to respect our audience. Now, the other thing is, guys, if you want to like really dive into him and read him, he's written them in letter format and you can do it at your own pace. That's why I keep saying learnworkshop.com/legends. Yeah. I do want to say, though, if you're watching or listening to this after the 12th of February, which is a Wednesday, at that point, Legends Academy has already gone live. And for pennies on the dollar, there's an amazing trial offer that's you just have to do it. You can't not do it. It's so killer. You're going to give away a ton of training that includes the Wealth Matrix training. Yep. So it depends when you're listening. If you're listening before the 12th, there is a free letter to read. That letter expires on the 12th, but then it turns into a killer package of a lot of resources that focus on Wealth Matrix. You can grab it at learnworkshop.com/legends. Okay, so the first part of Brain Hacks is neurosculpting.
Yes.
What's number two?
So number two, and I'll go through number three as well.
Yes.
Because they essentially fit together. So number three, I'll go in reverse order, is about inner dialogue and kind of reshaping or rethinking positive thinking.
Okay.
Again, what we kind of know in this world is you know, pretty much dead wrong in terms of what we know about getting results and creating success. And so there's this other side as well of what IKEA actually did in terms of a study. They did a study in IKEA, if you are familiar with that. It's the furniture store.
Largest furniture store.
Exactly.
That makes you put all your crap together yourself.
Exactly. Yep. So it's like, what can IKEA teach me about becoming a millionaire and having success? Well, they did a study where they took two plants in the same environment, the same type of plant, and they were right next to each other, but encompassed in a small, small glass, space. And in one was being told negative feedback. One was being given negative feedback, literally voice negative feedback saying, oh, you're really going to grow, big and strong. You're just a small little plant, and really putting it, down, bullying it essentially. And then they would have customers come in and, they would invite customers to join in on that conversation. And then the other plant was being reinforced with positive feedback. And what was interesting is that over the course of 30 days, what happened was the plant that was getting the negative reinforcement actually not only just did it not grow, it actually whittled down. Wow. And the plant that was getting the positive reinforcement was growing. It was literally thriving. Same environment, same everything. Now, what does it say about positive thinking? It is absolutely a very important variable. However, it is incomplete in terms of overall behavioral psychology, like what makes us do what we want to do. And too many times in the real world and practically, especially for entrepreneurs, is that too much optimism or abuse of optimism and positive thinking can potentially turn into things like hubris and inevitably, negative results. Being able to distance yourself, you basically distance yourself from people that maybe are meaningful to you in your life, or you have this, this challenge of never being able to move the needle forward, but you're always thinking to yourself, oh yeah, it's totally going to get better, and you don't see things burning around behind you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there is this aspect, and this is actually research done.
Are we still on number three, by the way, right now?
We're going into number two. Number three. You got inner dialogue. And then number two is all about this study with plants and positive thinking.
Got it.
And being able to really reexamine the impact of it.
Okay.
And what are the other variables in that equation that allows us to practically execute as entrepreneurs? And that is looking at things like, you know, the deepest pitfalls that you might be experiencing, going through an analysis, what's called in the research, there's a great book called Rethink Positive Thinking, where they talk about being able to go through this process called WOOP, W-O-O-P. And one of those elements is being able to look at some of the biggest obstacles you might face going down this path of your big vision, right? Taking a step back and really examining that, really identifying it so that you can take a practical way or practical path to being able to achieve it.
So it's interesting because you hear inner dialogue, you hear dialogue words a lot, positive thinking. The IKEA case study, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But kind of hard to argue with. I wonder if anyone's tried to replicate that on a larger basis, because that's a pretty crazy study.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we have this saying, when it rains, it storms.
Yeah.
And when it shines, it's bright. And I wonder if that doesn't have something to do with our perception, our dialogue at the time.
Yeah.
So it's crazy because I've been in periods, I've been in seasons where I'm telling you, I feel like I have the touch of death. Like, I mean, anything I'm doing is just not working, you know, even things that I'm like, well thought out, strategic, they should work. I know these people, I know this, I know that, I'm making a deal with someone I know. And like, it just doesn't work. And you're like, what happened? Like, everything was working and then this didn't work. And then I've had seasons where it's like, man, I could do the stupidest things that, and they work. And I think it's because, you know, you ever seen someone who's having a lot of success? They got a strut to them,
You
know, they kind of got a bounce, they're walking around and, well, imagine what the dialogue is in right now. I'm awesome. I got this. Like, things are good. You know, like I'm kicking butt. Like, so you continue to brew that. So I get it. There's like there's a science to it. And so the first pillar, I want to summarize for everyone. It's about rewriting software.
Yes.
All right. And the frameworks around it. Now, there's only so much we can get into in this interview. And I'm actually going to change the way I want to do the rest of the interview because it's my show and I can do whatever I want.
It's about rewiring the mind and immediately being able to transition to new results. Most people, they've got to wait a few months while they develop a new way of thinking. This is about being able to rapidly rewire your mind.
But it's also about a very specific framework to get there.
Yes.
Like, I want everyone to understand that when you join Legends Academy, if you choose to do so, which you should definitely give it a trial, there's no reason not to. There's so much amazing content in it. Jeremy's entire mission, along with his team of brilliant coaches that have been personally coached by you for years.
Yeah. Yeah. These are certified mastery coaches.
Yeah. These guys are going to work with you on framework. Okay. They're going to work with you on very specific exercises that have specific outcomes that you can track yourself on and be accountable with. All right. I want to move into round number two.
Yeah.
All right. Round number two. Here's how we're going to change things up.
Okay.
I don't want to go over the specifics of each round.
Okay.
So we're going over the pillars.
Yeah.
But I want you to talk about the pillar at a high level.
Okay.
I won't go over the three elements in each pillar. And the reason I'm doing that very bluntly for everyone listening is I need you to go to learnworkshop.com/legends.
Yeah.
In the end of the day, everybody, I love you, but I am a marketer. So
it goes into extraordinary detail.
It goes into detail, right?
Yeah.
And I want to respect everyone's time here if they're listening to it on a car drive or a jog. And I want you to get to high level so that you take away some golden nuggets you can apply. And if you choose to want to dig in deeper and read the letter, then get over to the URL I said and you can get into the details.
Yep.
So pillar number two, what is that?
Pillar number two is all about high earning skills. And it's important to understand that this goes beyond what most people may consider high earning skills like copywriting or, for example, Facebook advertising or social media marketing. You know, those are absolutely skills that can move the needle forward 100%. I consider those to be kind of micro skills, depending on what direction you're going to go in as an entrepreneur. These high earning skills that we talk about within the wealth matrix, these are the meta skills that will, if you dial this in, it will impact any direction you go as an entrepreneur. These will be the skill sets that will be directly correlated with you being able to earn more, with you being able to build more wealth, with you being able to inevitably create more opportunity to raise your income. And that's what these skills are all about. Now, you've got things like being able to master influence. Now, this goes beyond what most people talk about when they think of, let's say, traditional sales or whatever you'll see in the letters. It goes far beyond what anyone ever considers.
So that's a skill you're saying.
This is a skill set of mastering influence, mastering it in a way where you're becoming someone that is what I call an enrolling individual. This is beyond just learning the techniques of sales.
Yeah.
learning a technique is useful, but it's not the full equation. Yeah. Becoming an enrolling individual is you are, you know, like you said, kind of walking with that, walking with that confidence where you know any conversation you have, you will be capable of inspiring action that moves people forward. And that's different than just trying to flip a switch of technique when it's called for. And then you have these other elements, which we can certainly go into, but the letters, learnworkshop.com/legends, will absolutely go through detail in really the ways that this impacts your life, the ways that it will be directly related to more earning or your higher income. But these are the meta skills that impact all of them. So
I want to give some personal examples, because when you brought this to me, I've been thinking a lot about it. When you brought it to me, it's a couple months ago now, and you said, you know, pillar number two is higher earning income, like high income skills. I took a step back and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And because I'd never heard it that way. But then I went through this whole journey in my own mind over the last 2 months, basically in my own self, proving to me how right you are. Yeah. So why do doctors make so much money? Well, I'll ask you a question. Would you want your Uncle Tom to do brain surgery on you? Or would you rather have someone who's invested the last 20 years perfecting that skill?
Well, most people go even farther and they try to do brain surgery on themselves.
Well, that let's not even go there, right? I meant literally the physical act of opening someone up.
Yeah.
But so doctors earn a lot of money because they have a high income skill. Now, but that high income skill takes 20 years to acquire. The point that I'm making is, or that you're making is, you don't need 20 years to acquire it. You can acquire a skill in a matter of days that is high income earning. For me, I'm all about copywriting, conversion, and funnels. And the most I've ever been paid for copywriting, I'll say the most I've ever been offered, because I actually turned this down because I got to a point where I didn't want to write copy for others. I wanted to write for myself. $250,000.
Wow.
$250,000. Now, I'll tell you, people will call me absolutely crazy. I was really burned out at that time. There's other things going on in my life. But I knew that the amount of time it would take me to finish that project from start to finish would be about 4 days. Without client review, I mean, client might come back with something, but usually when I wrote copy, they never did. So it's about 4 days of about 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right? So go ahead and do the math. It's like $10,000 an hour or something ridiculous. It was like a ridiculous hourly rate. And you can't charge that for anything. Doctors don't even make $10,000 an hour. And now the other crazy thing. So, okay, so you're thinking copywriting, but there's so many other skills that are high income earning. You and I were joking right before we started this podcast recording. Right. That in the last 3 hours today, through nothing but some text messages and Facebook messages and a couple of quick phone calls, I'm talking about 7 minute phone calls, I did over $28,000 in sales.
Wow.
Right? And this is, I'm telling you, it was super simple. It was to a group of people that I have been able to learn how to build influence over. To build a relationship with, build influence over. So I didn't have to go through even your 5-step enrollment process.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go through your enrollment process. Well, I actually
you've gone through it over time.
Over time.
And now it's the ability to then
influence
action.
I had to take a step back and say, holy crap, I just did it again in about 3 hours, about almost 30 grand. Like that's 10 grand an hour. So I don't just have one skill. Over time, I've developed this and that's irreplaceable. Here's the thing. If you make me broke tomorrow, I will be back on top again. I did. I went $1.7 million in debt and I was back on top again. And how many billionaires go broke and then they're back because they have high income skills? Yep. And so I love the fact that you're teaching that out there. What are some high income skills that you've seen in students that have that your students? Because you had 39 students who took 7 figures using this framework.
Yeah.
What are some of the high income skills that they mastered to get there?
So that's the thing. They all kind of had different skills, different types of businesses. You mentioned the doctor example of like, you know, talking about a brain surgeon. I mean, we've literally had within these 39 people, one of them is a surgeon who is now earning more per day than she did as a doctor per month.
That's
and
crazy.
you know, she had definitely skills that she developed as a doctor. But now what are the, again, these meta skills that are going to allow her to go into the marketplace, identify the way she can best add value, and then immediately be able to start turning skills into income.
But give me some examples. Like what, like is being good at Facebook traffic, is that a high income skill, would you say?
It is, but again, I would consider that a micro skill. Even like enrollment is kind of on the side of micro skill. Mastering influence is at a whole nother level. So is going beyond networking, right? People talk about networking, but we actually have an area in the wealth matrix where we talk about going beyond networking and what does it look like to really be able to align yourself with the right people. This is one thing you do better than anyone that I've ever seen.
Yep.
And there's actually studies that talk about networking in terms of there's a, I believe it was Princeton University that did a study where you are literally in a room full of other people where you're having conversation. And just that simple dialogue, within 5 minutes, you are literally, your brain waves are syncing up with the person that you're speaking
wow.
with, which means like you are actually becoming
yeah.
what Jim Rohn talks about, the five, you're, the average of the five closest people that are most influencing you. You are literally syncing up with yeah. them, and you are literally getting connected with their brainwave.
Yeah, it's amazing that
it
you
is incredible,
that. And it's not. It's, okay, so you said I'm good at it. I will give myself a pat on the back. I am yeah. very good at networking. I'm really good at building connections, and I'm really good at keeping those connections for a long time. And here's the thing: so people say, "Oh, networking, that sounds so hard. I don't want to do that." Okay, Jeremy knows me, and so he knows I'm not lying at all. I do not like speaking to people. I do not like, I'm not an extrovert at all. My favorite day is leave me alone in my own room the whole day to do whatever I want yeah. and no human communication.
Yeah.
And so this is out of my box, but there is a very simple framework that you deploy, and I make it, you know, and these connections, I have some connections that have paid me again and again and again and again for like over 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
So that is truly a skill. But again, 100%. What I love is I've seen this, so I know yeah. this. In Legends Academy, it's total framework driven,
yep.
you know, with actual exercises and steps that people can go through.
And the ability to measure that progress.
Yes.
Because that's
accountability.
Absolutely. That is yeah. one thing that we've deployed that has allowed results like this to happen, whether it's 39 people we took to seven figures. We actually have taken now over 270 some odd students to six figures
wow.
within 12 months. And so one thing that is one framework that's really important, this is something I've heard you discuss very, very in depth, is binge learning. Mm. This meta skill of binge learning and the ability to immediately adapt, learn a new micro skill like copywriting and be able to immediately deploy it
mm-hmm.
into your business or into, you know, your life so you can earn more. But binge learning is a huge one.
Watch the Netflix docuseries about Bill Gates.
Yeah.
The guy literally says, if there's a topic I don't know anything about, I'll take a week to read every book I can find on it. And yep. a week later, I can have a educated conversation about the topic. He won't be the master at it, but he can have it in a week.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking really advanced concepts like how to build toilets that need no power. I mean, yep. the guy can have he went out and binge learned that. Binge learning is truly a skill, and that's fully within people's control. So I wanted to make sure everyone understood that we're not talking about, you know, you don't have to have some kind of super Jedi powers. Mm. And a lot of people will say, I don't want to do copywriting. Well, you don't have to. Good news.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I love psychology. I enjoy it. And so it's great for me. But I have some friends that I have a friend who just absolutely loves design.
Mm-hmm.
I would pluck my eyes out. Like, it's not me. Right. Yeah. So it's, at a tactical level, there's so many skills, but at a higher level, there's some foundational skills that you go over in your letters and that yeah. you also talk about in Legends Academy.
Well, let's be honest. How many freelancers who are copywriters or, you know, designers that are making like no money?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily those micro skills that yes. immediately are just going to help you make more money. These meta skills allow you to go into any one of those
yeah.
copywriting, design,
yeah.
High ticket sales, Facebook marketing, and know exactly what is your direct path to earning more.
Yeah, you gotta know the macro level first, yeah. and you gotta get these things down like you talked about. And I love the fact that you make something like networking, and I almost hate using that word because it comes with such a connotation that people like yeah. run the other.
Well, that's why we talk beyond about, network beyond
yeah,
networking because it really is.
It's
networking
connecting,
is,
really. It's
yes.
it's about, you know, for me, networking is if I sit down at a dinner and I'm seven people around me. If I think I need to network, oh God, the conversations are going to be horrible and I won't get anywhere. I sit down and I think I need to get to know seven people.
Yeah.
So the kinds of questions I ask, I don't start right with, what do you do? How much do you make? What are you looking to get done?
What do you do is one of the worst questions
yeah.
to ask in any type of social setting.
Yeah. I'm quick to see like if they've got like a Florida something on. I'm like, oh, do you live in Florida?
Yes.
You know, and I start getting to know them. Are you married? Do you have kids? What did you, you know, do you like, you know, play sports?
Yeah.
Like, so, and then.
Very simple. What's your story?
Yeah. Like, who are you? What
yes.
are you? And then from there, everything else just falls. Anyways, I don't want to make this about that, but
yeah.
I want everyone to understand that there's frameworks for all of this stuff,
yes.
which is what we set out together to provide for Learn. That was
yeah.
my big vision for Legends. It's like, we've got to make an accountable, trackable, metric-based framework system that when people put into place, peak performance is a byproduct of that. It's not like something that that happens. Okay.
Well, and results are inevitable. And it's important to understand that results are either a number that is trackable and measurable or an actual life event, something that can actually be measured and has happened.
Yeah.
So for example, when, you know, whether it's students like Dominique, who just recently had her first $75,000 day, it was less than 10 months ago that she was at her first training with us at Masters. A couple months after that, she had her first $100,000 month. And she just recently celebrated her first $75,000 day. Whether it's that, whether it is somebody like Aaron, who was in the military with a $95,000 a year salary, quits his job 4 days after our training, and then within 12 months builds a $300,000 a month business, or whether it's somebody like Adam, who within two years has lost over 200 pounds. It's remarkable.
He weighs less than me now.
It's crazy. We also have Stuart, who recently, I think he's lost over 85 pounds in the last 8 months.
If that's not legendary, I don't know what is.
It is, seriously. And what the impact is, where legacy really comes into play is, you know, Adam's family is now impacted by that. His kids are eating healthier. They have their health back. His wife lost like 30 pounds in the process. His mom is now losing weight and more active and more vibrant than ever. So the impact of this goes beyond just the results you get. This is what I love.
Yeah.
As much as I love seeing clients break through and create amazing results, it is even more exciting to see the results they are influencing in other people.
Well, isn't this the vision of Learn, though?
Yes.
Isn't this what we say?
Yes.
If we get 10 million entrepreneurs out there,
yes,
the world will have to change. So the day that we die, we have a smile on our face, because whether they know it or not, the world's a different place because we built an army of 10 million entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So look at what he's doing. He lost weight and now he's impacting his family, and his wife might have friends that say, what are you doing? And then that will branch out, and other people will branch out, and other people. So it's impact.
And when you have other people ask you that question, the moment you start getting results in your life and have somebody ask you that question, man, what have you been doing? Guess what that's called? That's called a business.
Yeah.
Right? When people are asking you, what are you doing? Because they know you have a solution to a problem, you now have a business.
So let's talk, before we get into pillar number three, I mean, the title of the episode is how you helped 39 people build seven-figure businesses in less than a year. You've mentioned it earlier. I mean, a lot of people must have started listening to this episode thinking, oh, there's a specific model, it's e-com, he's going to talk about this. But I happen to have a backstage seat. and I know that it's not the case. These guys are doing all kinds of random different kinds of businesses. So it's... What kinds of businesses? Go through a list of like the different kinds of businesses that they're applying between the 39 students.
The primary ones that we talk about are, there's three primary business models or directions you can go, whether it's education, whether it is a product-based business or a service-based business. So service-based business could be something like an ad agency, coaching, consulting. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that are in, they're not in the coaching world. They start off there. But once they do this work, and once they get into it, and once they get better results, and once they start transforming their life, they're inspired to now go pay it forward and do this work as a coach. You also have product-based businesses, e-com, Amazon, Shopify.
Wide array of stuff.
It's just a lot of stuff. And then within education, you have digital marketing, publishing, all that stuff.
So now you're not an expert in all these business models.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, right? And so, however, all 39 of these students I know would sign their name on a document that said Jeremy Bilotti has helped them build a seven-figure business.
Yeah.
So your focus with them, regardless of what business model they choose, is on the mind matrix, the wealth matrix, It's these concepts. You just dive deeper into these frameworks with them, and then they have their own breakthroughs?
Because without the wealth matrix, you absolutely will not reach the level that ever meets anywhere significantly near your vision. Now, I've seen people make progress. We have clients that do come to us, and they have been making progress, but they are deeply stuck. Mm-hmm. Maybe they are really doing well with their business, but their overall health is completely shot, and their relationships are deteriorating. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they are in great health, but they're trying to figure out their business, and their relationship is kind of so-so. Or maybe they are starting out in their business. Well, we've got to get them to a point where they understand the wealth matrix, or else no progress can be made in any of those areas.
So I want to draw a correlation and see if I'm getting it right. So you tell me if I'm getting it right. So a lot of people focus on the tactics.
Yes.
Right. And I love that. I love teaching tactics. People come to us for tactics. We provide tactics. It's great. E-com course is tactics. Facebook course is tactics. Copywriting course is tactics. What you seem to be saying is that before you can dive into tactics, before you can pick a model, before you can pick a business, it doesn't matter how good the tactics are. This comes back to like lottery winners, most of them go broke. It doesn't matter what the tactics are. You have certain foundational framework related things that have to do with your mind, who you are, that if you do not address, even if you get short-term success, you will fail.
You will fail inevitably.
So it has to start at the wealth matrix level of material, and then everything else opens up.
Yeah, you will fail inevitably, and ultimately you may actually achieve the greatest failure, which is massive wealth and completely destroyed emotionally. And
I was there, right?
Right. You know, I mean, so it's...
And like, then I lost the wealth also.
Right. Well, it inevitably goes short after that, right? Yeah. So here's the way that I see it. And every successful entrepreneur that I've ever been around, yourself, you know, Damon John was here when he did the interview with you, and being able to, you know, kind of read in your book kind of what he shares, and being able to see people like Robert Kiyosaki and, you know, Bob Proctor and all these people at work. And it's amazing because they are all very emotionally driven when it comes to their own personal mastery and growth. They are very data driven when it comes to making the tactical decisions in their business. They're not going to get emotionally attached to changing a funnel, adjusting a headline, or a new logo. They're not emotionally attached to any of that.
Nope.
However, an amateur or somebody that struggles, or if you are constantly in this place of just like perpetual hope that it's going to change, I guarantee you, you're in a position right now where it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You are very emotionally attached to my new logo, or you know, this particular ad, or this particular website that you have, and you are very detached from your own personal growth. It's amazing. There's no coincidence of that.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
We should just end.
We're good. Learnworkshop.com/legends
Peace. Yeah, seriously.
No, this is at the heart of the wealth matrix. Nothing else moves forward without this.
I want to talk to everyone who's listening, for whatever it's worth and whatever trust you have in me. I did not care for, so here, I'm going to be very honest. Mm-hmm. When I was first starting, you know, back 17, 18 years ago, Tony Robbins. Everyone go to Tony Robbins. And I like read his book and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I get it. Think better, you know, blah. Never went to an event. Didn't give it any credibility, nothing. Didn't do much PD. It wasn't until I was down and out, $1.7 million in debt in a worse, horrible place. I caught a video of Bob Proctor. And he started talking, and I was like, oh my God. I don't know that. I didn't do that. And I started doing the exercises, and then all of a sudden I'm listening to some Les Brown, and then all of a sudden I'm, you know, I'm getting into it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, Tony, what do you got? You know, I'll dip a little into Tony. Completely changed. And so the tactical knowledge, if anything, when I went $1.7 million in debt and was completely out of, if anything, I had to delete some of the tactical knowledge.
Yes.
I had to go simplify and get rid of some of the stuff I knew.
Well, we're still attached to it. And the problem is, there are 1,000,001 ways to make $1 million online, especially.
Probably more.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
And the getting into the weeds of the tactical will get you so far removed from making progress.
So the point I'm making to everyone listening is is read these letters, okay? And open your mind to the fact that if your true outcome, the goal you're looking for is to build a big business or to build an income, you can't do it without this. And I'm telling you, whether it's with Jeremy or whether it's somewhere else, but without the foundational transformations and the thought processes and without the framework that he puts together, it's just not going to work. And I'm a true believer, and I wasn't. It always felt a little like hootie patootie until you start doing the exercises and you start realizing, oh my God, like this changes all my decisions. You know, you and I were together last year, I think it was October or August or something, I don't remember what it was. It was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It was like, I had a moment where I was like, I got to do these exercises again and refresh myself on what's going on. And outcome was, holy moly, I'm going in the wrong direction. Everything I'm doing, every decision I'm making is wrong.
Yeah.
I did one. Nope, I'm done. You know, because based on the outcome of these exercises, I'm done. Boom, I'm flipping. And bam. Things just started
Everything
coming.
Changes.
Things just started coming like crazy. So, all right. So I want to move to round number three.
Yes.
Pillar number three. Round number three, pillar number three. What is it? High level. Tell us. But before you do, everybody, yes. learnworkshop.com/legends. You got to get over there and read these letters. I think I've promoted it like 19 times now. So. All right, go ahead, Jeremy.
It does. It goes into very, very much detail around this wealth matrix. And pillar number three is all about strategic execution. Because let's be honest, if I'm in a position where I'm living out of my car for nearly a year and I'm trying to figure life out, the last thing I need is for somebody to just offer me more motivation. What I really need to make progress is a way to be able to practically get results in my life and create transformation.
Yep.
And the pillar of strategic execution is really bringing all of this together in a way that is allowing you to implement this, apply it, and be able to deliver new results. Strategic execution comes down to a few different areas that we talk about inside of these letters that you can get. Learnworkshop.com/legends.
Learnworkshop.com/legends.
Now go there. It will go into detail. But strategic execution, talks about, for example, the best way I can think of it is, would you really go into some of the most critical areas of your life without a coach, without somebody that can push you forward? Yeah. And again, let's be honest, they call it a blind spot for a reason. You can't see it. So whatever you feel like you are, everything's going well, but you have that, that friction of, there's something more for you to offer, then there is something that you're not seeing. Mm-hmm. And this also speaks to one of the things we talk about in these letters. Would you just read a few books about boxing and really get a lot of knowledge out of those books? And then would you ever think that the next step for you is to just jump in the ring with Mike Tyson? Like, it's not gonna end very well, yeah. Right? But yes, that's how a lot of entrepreneurs are facing this game of entrepreneurship. And trust me, entrepreneurship fights back a lot harder than Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And if you are diving into the ring with it, just by reading a few books and thinking that you know it, here's what I always tell people is that you might know it, but knowing it without ever doing it is to never know.
Yeah.
And so, it's kind of like having a vision without any execution. That is inevitably delusion.
Whoa, we could end there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I just want to say that if Mike Tyson, if you're listening, I didn't say entrepreneurship fights harder than you. That was Jeremy Bellotti. I can give you his address and phone number if you'd like. Wasn't me. No, but so true, right? Yeah. You give that extreme example,
yeah,
and people will think you're nuts. Like, yeah. I can't read a few books and step into the ring with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And yet here we are in the world of entrepreneurship. It is precisely what we do.
Yep.
And so I always say money loves precision and speed.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's strategic execution. Yeah. And so many people, I call them the Excel entrepreneurs. I have some in my life. Love them. They love modeling out ideas. Oh, I got an idea. And they just waste time. And that's what they just love, to live in this fantasy world, because Excel blocks can give you whatever outcome you want.
Oh, yes.
And the revenue numbers look great. Profit margins look healthy. There's no problems in that model.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to strategic execution, the reason people aren't executing for the largest part is the fact that they're missing on the coach.
Yeah.
And the accountability partner. Again, didn't have it for the longest time. I tell my story, 18 months of struggle trying to do this on my own, because I was a very, very, very overconfident young man when I was first starting my business. And I was failing until it was the night when I posted on the forum that I'm done, I quit, I can't take it anymore. And some mythical person, who till this day I don't know who they were, decided to offer me some help through the forum. And I got less than a night of help back and forth through a forum messaging. We didn't even have Skype and things back then. That's all it took. That's how much coaching I just needed to have a massive breakthrough. I woke up the next morning, I'd made $300+. That was more money in 6 hours of sleeping than 18 months of hustling put together, because I had someone to just help me, guide me through that blind spot.
Yeah.
And again,
and it could have been another 18 months.
Oh, I would have quit.
Yeah.
I would have quit.
Which is what most people do.
Yeah, I would have quit. I mean, I meant it. Like, if it didn't happen that day, like, it was over, because I was going to quit. And God, what would my life have looked like, and what blessings would I have missed out on that I have now in my life?
Well, what would the lives of the people listening to this look like, right? I mean, like, people listen to your podcast on a regular basis. You inspire them to create massive change in their lives.
Yeah.
The ripple effect would have been massive.
It actually makes me get claustrophobic when I think about the many times in my life where I could have just done one thing differently and my outcome of my whole life would have been completely different. And that was one of them, because I had to say yes or no to this guy for one night of coaching. And I almost said no. 80% of me was leaning on no.
Yeah.
Somehow that 20% kicked in and I said yes, and it changed the entire course of my life.
You know, there's two big questions that I ask all the time that consistently allow me to get like results beyond anything I've ever imagined. The first is, who's relying on me? Who's relying on me to show up today, like go all in and not, you know, and just not allow for anything other than what I'm committed to? Who's relying on me? And I certainly, you know, the individuals that I think of, the people that I care about most. And, you know, one of them is my niece, who I think about all the time. She really saved my life. You know, her birth was kind of a new direction for me. I started really making some big decisions. One of them being was, this is no longer about me. I get to build wealth at a level that creates a generational shift in my family. And one of those shifts is, you know what, not thinking money is taboo and not kind of disregarding it as something that is not of value, because money at the heart of it is you having the willingness to go out into the marketplace and add value. And so, of course, that will make you more joyful, more excited, more vibrant. Mm-hmm. And the second question that I ask myself is something that you guys can read about.
Open loop. Okay.
So no, you guys can absolutely go into learnworkshop.com/legends.
So listen, why are we promoting this so heavily? Yeah. First of all, there's so much you need to learn about what I watch Jeremy do this stuff every day. So it's like, I get it. What he does with the students and how he gets them to take a step back.
Yeah.
So I know that sometimes taking a step back is scary, but if you take a step back only so that you can move forward 10 times faster, you will have caught up to your step back within a matter of days. Yeah. And so it's really important. I have witnessed this in front of my eyes, one almost miracle after miracle. So at some point you have to become a believer. It's like, okay, this is working. Yeah. Here is what I want to tell everybody. I want to push everybody. There's very rare at Learn that there's something going on that I like push. Like, you have to buy this. I don't care what it is. This is one of those. So we're releasing something called Legends Academy, and you can learn more about it at the URL we keep dropping. I'll only do it one more time at the end now, so I won't say it right now. And the reason we're pushing it so much is because for you to get involved, it's going to be less than $15 for the trial. I'll put that much out there. And in the trial, you're going to get a ton of amazing information, a ton of stuff you can walk away with. And then after that, it'll become a continuity. It's a membership. It's a commitment, right, to the community. But you get to try it to see if it's the right community for you. And we have, for months now, painstakingly built the framework off which this community will work. Yeah. And it is meant to give you a coach. I mean, some of the best coaches out there charge $1 million a year. This is no joke. This is what they charge. And I'm telling you right now that our goal was to bring Jeremy and his gift and his expertise to the world for pennies on the dollar. And that's what we're doing here. And I want a lot of people who just are not engaging with this level of training because they, for whatever reason, A, it's too expensive, B, maybe they haven't thought about it. I wanted to give you an opportunity to listen to me as I tell you that this is the most important element of your entrepreneurial journey and hop into it. So that will go live on Wednesday the 12th. February 12th. If you're listening to this afterwards, then you can go to the same URL. It'll direct you to the page that shows you this amazing package Jeremy's giving for literally next to nothing, and comes with a couple week trial into his main community. And then you decide if you want to stay. If you don't want to stay in it, it's okay. No hard feelings. But I think that it could be the one moment that changes your life, because I've witnessed so many students when they engaged with you, even in the lightest of manners, it was the moment that changed their life. Yeah. And I really want to acknowledge you for that. And I want to invite Learn our community into that. And I want everyone to know that we've been working on this for like well over a year. This has been really in production. Jeremy, I want to wrap things up too, though, but I want to give you an opportunity here, man. Anything you want to share with everyone as we wrap up and then invite them to join us in the process of Legends Academy?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for you to understand when you watch this is not because I'm some genius. This is because I've lived this. I know, you know, I'm sure you can feel the passion in which I speak about this, in which I speak about the results of students and also the results that they are influencing and impacting others with. The reason is because I've lived that transformation. I've lived the practical ways of putting, you know, personal mastery into reality, but also turning that into the high earning skills to be able to earn more, to be able to do more. and inevitably to be able to give more. This is something I literally call living your greatest legend. And that commitment to mastery every single day, understanding that mastery is not some destination you must wait for or that you're inevitably going to get to. Mastery is a decision you make every single day to show up, play all out, and know who is relying on you to do that. And for me, that's been, you know, my life's work. And what I've done within Legends Academy is I'm giving you my life's work. This is not just, you know, hey, here's another course to buy. Here's my life's work. And you know what? I'm going to walk with you through this journey together. It's why, you know, Anik mentioned we kind of designed it as continuity because, you know what? I'm going to stay committed to you for as long as you are committed to this journey. And what I can tell you is you dive into this work, there is no turning back. You will not look back. You're not going to be able to recognize yourself in 90 days, let alone what we've seen with students in a year.
I think even less. Less than 90 days, what we've seen. Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, heck, do the trial, 14 days. You're going to start seeing the change then by doing this work. And there is no turning back from that. I want you to know that I am all in on you. Yeah. I'm all in on, you know, Learn Nation. Anik knows I bleed blue.
Yeah.
And it is because at the heart of everything I am and the service that I, you know, that I'm really passionate about. So I invite you, learnworkshop.com/legends. Come see what we're all about. And you're going to see, you know, what we're talking about, the practical ways to put this into action in your life, to start shifting what is, you know, maybe some of the biggest challenges that you've had in your life and immediately get different results. That's what we've seen with these 39 students that we've had over the last year or within a year, be able to build a seven-figure business, the 270 plus students we've had build six-figure businesses. And then the 9,700 plus students that I've been very, very fortunate to work with, they're just remarkable.
It's amazing. You can see some of the success stories as well.
Yeah.
There are in all of the material that is being put together by Legends Academy.
We've got, I think, nearly 600 five-star reviews and videos of people sharing their impact.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. So it's epic. And I can definitely attest to, like Jeremy said, this is like a new thing I like saying, and I think we're going to turn it into a hashtag. It's bleed blue.
All right.
Yeah, I think so. I think you know, this is it's so true.
Yeah.
Seriously, my life from morning till night, I am bleeding blue. Like, I'm literally all about Learn, and I've seen that from this man too. First in the door, last out here at the Learn Center, giving his heart to our students. And so that was why I wanted to make this episode and really push you hard to consider Legends Academy. You're gonna love it. So
can I just do something that maybe is, you know, you weren't expecting, but I really want to acknowledge you, because one of the reasons I've developed as such a great leader in terms of being able to impact people and really be a leader that walks with people and, you know, not what maybe we see a lot, which is leaders that try to talk down to people or stand above them. Mm. You've really shown me the path of being able to walk with people. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I've been able to make such a big impact. So I really want to thank you. You are a brother for me in this journey of transformation, and You've opened the door for me being able to impact a lot of lives. Thank you.
That means a lot. Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that I'm blushing, so thanks, Jeremy. That means a lot, actually. It's what we do. My whole goal, as I've always said, is I just want to create others that impact.
Yeah.
If I can impact those who impact, then I just know that by the time I die, that the world will be different. And that's it. That's what Learn's mission is. That's what Learn's going to do. And we see it happening live in front of us. So that's been great. Thank you, Jeremy, very much, my friend. Yeah. It was awesome having you back. We'll have you back again, I'm sure, many times.
Awesome.
So one last time, I promised you I was going to drop the URL, learnworkshop.com/legends. If you're watching on YouTube, the URL is below. If you're listening on iTunes, you can grab our show notes or just remember this URL. And of course, make sure you sign up for a free membership at LURN.com. Make sure you go to onikpodcast.com and binge learn. See how I did that? Binge learn on all amazing topics we have. And make sure you leave me a superbly kick butt review at iTunes and tell everyone about us. Let's keep going up the rankings on those, the podcast rankings. And, you know, just share the message with the rest of the world. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Jeremy. We'll have more episodes coming out soon. I'm looking forward to it. And as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Until next time, this is Onik Singhal. See you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.